This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Moneywise, be wise.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Good morning and welcome to Stock Picks of the Day on Money Control. I'm Sheetal and today we bring you Thursday trading ideas. These are top three stocks that could give you between 6 to 7% returns in the next 3 to 4 weeks. And we've sought the expertise of Rohan Patil, who is the technical analyst at Bonanza Portfolio Limited, for these ideas. First up, let's quickly give you the top three stocks.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
Nestle India is a buy. LTP is 12,594.10 rupees. Target 13,350 rupees. Stop loss at 12,210. An upside here could be about 6%. NIIT Tech is a buy. Last traded price is 1,365.45. Target would be 1,460 rupees. Stop loss at 1,310 rupees. Upside here could be 7%. And we have IndusInd Bank, which is a sell. Last traded price, 1,367.20. Target, 1,285 rupees. Stop loss at 1,415 rupees. And downside here could be 6%. And we'll come back to these stocks and the details of them in a short while. But right now, Rohan Patil's analysis of what happened in the markets in recent times. So the benchmark index, Nifty 50, breached its previous four-day consolidation pattern on the downside yesterday, that is Wednesday, to close at the 11,000 level. On the daily time frame, the index witnessed a breakdown from the bearish flagpole pattern, which can further sink prices towards its next immediate support, which is placed at 10,600 levels. Now, the previous 3 days' candle formation really suggests that the immediate pullback got capped at the 11,200 levels, and the index has now opened a gate for a further downside. The NSE Nifty reversed before visiting its short-term moving average that it's placed at the 20-day EMA of the daily interval. On the options front, the maximum put open interest is placed at 10,850, followed by 10,500 strikes, whereas the maximum call open interest is seen at 11,000, followed by 11,500 strikes. The next immediate support for Nifty is placed at around the 10,750 level and then towards the 10,600 level, whereas resistance is observed at the 11,110 mark and then towards 11,200. Now let's move on to give you details of the three stocks that we mentioned earlier. First up, let's bring NIIT in. NIIT Tech is a buy. Last traded price is 1,365.45. Target would be 1,460 rupees, stop loss at 1,310 rupees, upside, like I said, 7%. Now, after a prolonged consolidation, the recent price action has pushed the prices above its horizontal trend line resistance, and this week the stock gave a fresh breakout above the key resistance levels of 1,350 rupees, along with marginally high volumes, which suggests that the upside is likely to continue in the coming sessions. Continuous outperformance against the benchmark index can be witnessed in prices in the near future as well. Prices are sailing above all its major exponential moving averages. Overall, the IT index has outperformed the benchmark index for the last couple of months, and traders can hence accumulate the stock in the range of 1,360 to 1,370 for the target of 1,460 rupees, with a stop loss below 1,310 rupees. Let's move on to Nestle India. This is a buy. LTP, 12,594.10. Target, 13,350. Stop loss at 12,210 rupees. Upside here could be 6%. Now, Nestle India is trading in a higher high, higher low formation on the weekly interval chart. And the recent price action has given a breakout above the ascending triangle pattern on the weekly chart, which will act as a continuation of the current trend. A price pattern breakout supported with an above average volume on the weekly interval is a positive sign, and the momentum oscillator RSI at 14 is hovering between the 60 to 70 ranges, which hints for a continuation of the momentum that we've seen. Traders can accumulate the stock hence in the range of 12,570 to 12,620 rupees for the target of 13,340 rupees with a stop loss below 12,210 rupees. Finally, we have IndusInd Bank, which is a sell. LTP would be 1,367.20. Target 1,285. Stop loss at 1,415 rupees. Downside here, 6%. On the weekly chart, IndusInd Bank has broken down from the trend line support that's placed at 1,450 rupees. Further, it has turned south after facing resistance at the 61.8% Fibonacci retracement level, which indicates weakness. Prices are trading below all its major exponential moving averages, which suggests that the prices could drag further. Furthermore, after testing the 1,450 rupee level on the higher side, the stock once again fell back towards the 1,350 level and sustained well below its trendline resistance. The stock may be sold in the range of 1,362 to 1,372 rupees for the target of 1,285 rupees and keeping a stop loss above 1,415 rupees. And those were your top trading ideas for the day on Stock Picks of the Day on Money Control. Thank you for listening.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.